an anime is garbage.
Oh yeah, let's go back to pissing off Shamiko. How'd that audition for Niji Sanji English go?
Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Because Aww. A, I just don't feel like I'd have the time for it, and B, I felt confident that Shamiko would dox me immediately if I ever actually debuted as a VTuber.
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. When you make yourself so high profile, yeah, you kind of screw yourself over.
I don't have OPSEC. My OPSEC isn't bad, it's just non-existent. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. I do enough.
Mine was abysmal when I was younger, but at the same time, like if you try Googling for me, if you know my name and you try Googling it, you still have a really rough time finding anything about me, because in recent years, someone with the same first and last name has been plastering his info all over social media, because he's like that typical person that thinks, oh, maybe if I publicize myself, I might get a job.
Oh,
and you can tell it with all the stuff that he posts. Yeah, you can tell it with all the stuff that I've seen. And I try finding myself every once in a while to see if I could dox myself. If I gave someone enough info, would they be able to find me? And it's almost always been nope. I'm not even that careful about it either. Argonius, this is Keth.
Let's see.
Responding to the thread. Yes, I am the Ozguka that typically posts pictures of their food.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Food poster. Yeah. Shami, who said at least he got a job unlike me. To be fair, working in the health industry, especially right now, if you don't have a job, it's because you don't want one. There are so many fucking open positions that every hospital is probably understaffed to hell, and they're probably not hiring as many people as they should be, because, you know, fucking money, Jews. But yeah, it's just in the current state of things, even when Corona wasn't around, if you were in the health industry, CNA, if you didn't have a job, it was entirely on you.
Man, they're just hiring anybody to be a doctor these days. Like, Zoink, yeah. Scoob, you have Corona?
To the show me that asked how I'm not sad all the time despite being a 24-year-old neat, because I still had some money saved up, but that's starting to dwindle. That's why I'm trying to find a job as fast as I fucking can. It sucks when you have no money and you have to rely on your parents, but if you have money, it's not nearly so bad.
Yeah, I've needed for a couple of years. Save a bit of money, neat for a few years, save a bit of money, do it again. It's an alright cycle.
Yeah, it gets boring after a while because you just feel like a parasite. You're like, okay, I want to go back to doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah. I mean, once I get a job, preferably I'll stay with it this time. The reason I left my previous job was it was a fucking dead-end garbage position. I was promised programming. It was probably 10 to 15% of my job was programming. The rest was, I was basically a sort of tech support and in meetings with clients that I was not qualified to be doing. I was like, this is not. And after 2 years, I knew there was no way I was ever going to get a raise, because the company, they outsourced a lot of shit to Pajits and Russians. It was not worth it.
I can't imagine having a job for 2 years and not getting a raise. I mean, maybe that's like Australian privilege talking, but nah, I'd say fuck that pretty quick.
I think it really was the certain company in particular, honestly. They'd been around for a while, but you could tell they cut a lot of corners, and they weren't particularly bright either. There was a point in time where someone in the company signed up for a free audit from Oracle to try to see if there was anything we could do about our databases. But we were using Oracle databases illegally. We had one license but had like four instances running, and they were like, okay, we're gonna have to fine you for that.
Oh no.
And I was like, yeah, you're retarded.
Oh my god.